Jonna. Good morning. We've made it to Friday. It's the 26th day of September. Hope all is well with you. Today is Johnny Appleseed Day. Jonna, tell him who Johnny Appleseed was. You know?
Wasn't he the guy that I did chop down that cherry tree?
No, that would be George Washington. That would be our first president.
Johnny Appleseed
was the guy who walked all across the country spreading apple seeds all around, thus planting trees. He was a nurseryman of sorts. We have him to thank for the abundance of apple trees across this great land of ours. So, Johnny Appleseed Day today. It's also Lumberjack Day and Key Lime Pie Day. You don't like key lime pie? I'm going to come over there and punch you. Good morning. We're Joe and Jonna. Here are three things you need to know this morning. Ernest Hines, the man who allegedly opened fire on a woman during a road rage incident on Jimmy Lee's Road in Galloway a couple weeks ago. He's been ordered to stay behind bars until his October 31st trial. Hines is charged with criminal attempted homicide. According to court documents, he shot at Maritza Arias Galva. Prosecutors have reportedly found additional evidence that Hines hid an alleged weapon and bullets in a friend's storage unit.
City commissioners in Wildwood are considering ordinances to keep skateboards, bicycles, and e-bikes off the boardwalk during certain times of the day. E-bikes and other vehicles with electric motors became an issue for several communities over the summer as local officials grew concerned about their safety and how they're operated. In Summers Point in July, an Egg Harbor Township teen was killed while riding an e-bike on a bike path.
A mass and ceremony will be held this weekend in honor of four high school football players from Egg Harbor Township who died in a car crash 50 years ago. The mass for James Childs Jr., Kenneth Childs, Michael Childs, and Ronald Kirk will be held at 8 a.m. Sunday at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Church in Absecon, followed by a field dedication at 1 p.m. at Childs Kirk Park in Egg Harbor Township.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny, maybe some fog or a morning sprinkle, high of 83.
Three mornings with Joe and Jonna, more than my hometown. That's Morgan Wallen. It's time now for Jonna's Fangirl Update.
We're talking about Carrie Underwood. So she's officially been the voice of Sunday Night Football for 13 seasons now. She films a ton of different intros every year, basically predicting who's going to play before it even happens. And while the internet swears she's making like $1 million a week for doing that, Carrie's like, nope, it's way less than that. Joking, it's like pretty pro bono. It's not, okay? She makes a pretty penny, but it's definitely not as much as you think. We can say that. More on that right now, catcountry1073.com. We are sticking with Carrie this morning because she's clapping back at critics of her American Idol judging style, saying her feedback isn't harsh. It's meant to help contestants grow. She said she wants everyone to learn and be their very best. She's not a yes judge, okay? So she's not just going to cheer you on. If she's got constructive criticism, she's going to give it. And yes, she will be back for season 24 in January with Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie. Carrie's talking her idol judging strategy right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Jonna, is there anyone like you?
Me?
Yes.
I doubt it. No, I'm sure there is.
Well, I found that there's somebody.
Sure there is.
Somebody just like me, Jonna. Somebody
really?
Just like me.
I don't think that's possible.
It's this girl on TikTok's husband.
Oh, no.
Take a listen.
I just woke up and I just walked out into the garage and I realized the garage door had been left open all night and the door to the house was unlocked. And so I came inside and I said to my husband, I said, oh, my God, the garage door was open all night and unlocked. Like we could have been burgled or murdered or, and his eyes got really big and he looked at me and he goes, are the golf clubs still there?
This weekend, tomorrow and Sunday. I'm going to be in Margate tomorrow. Actually, Cat Country and Margate both tomorrow and Sunday for the Margate Fun Fest on the Bay in Margate. Over 100 vendors, food, games, and fun. Make sure to stop by the Cat Country tents. Thanks to Gym Guys, number one in home personal fitness. We're going to have tickets to give away aboard Allegiant Airlines. Hey, what's that? Hey, that's the new airlines flying to Florida out of Atlantic City International Airport.
Yes.
You can win flight vouchers starting tomorrow. Again, Margate Fun Fest on the Bay in Margate. Look, Country Joke of the Morning brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Look, take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. And I lost my joke. Hold on. It's here somewhere. Stand by.
He's looking as hard as he can. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. We're not going to leave you without a joke of the morning to go into your weekend, okay? Here we go.
Jeff in Petersburg has sent us the joke this morning. You can do the same.
All right, Jeff. Thank you.
Just go to the Cat Country 107.3 app, hit the message us button, and type in your joke.
It's really easy.
Here's your joke of the day. A speeding driver was pulled over by a policeman. He said, "Why was I pulled over? I wasn't the only one speeding." The policeman replied, "Have you ever been fishing?" The man said, "Yes." The policeman said, "Have you ever caught all the fish?"
Oh, man. See? It's the truth.
That's when you get out your video camera and start
recording.
Recording, yeah. Friday morning, our friend Phil will be joining us just after 7:30 for another edition of Strip Club or Daycare. And, of course, we got cash today. Cash Cow is back. 10 chances to win $1,000 each and every day. First chance will be at 8 Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
Where are we off to today?
Rome, Italy. A man turned to snatching handbags to finance his drug addiction. He came unglued when he robbed his own mother by mistake. The man didn't realize until after he yanked the purse off the woman's shoulder that his latest victim was his own mom.
Did she send him to his room?
When he was arrested and shown video of the heist, he called out, "Hey, that's my mom!" After a... Good morning, we're Joe and Johnny. Here are three things you need to know this morning. Ernest Hines, the man who allegedly opened fire on a woman during a road rage incident on Jimmy Leeds Road in Galloway a couple weeks ago, has been ordered to stay behind bars until his October 31st trial. Hines is charged with criminal attempted homicide. Prosecutors have reported additional evidence of Hines hiding the alleged weapon and bullets in a friend's storage unit.
Organizers have announced that the Thunder Over the Waves air show will return to Wildwood next year. Officials say that this first year the event was held, which was just a couple weeks ago, drew more than 100,000 spectators. Next year, the show will be held the weekend after Labor Day, September 11th and 12th.
Watch out for the bicycles this weekend. The Bike MS City to the Shore bike ride is happening both Saturday and Sunday. Hundreds or thousands of bicyclists will be riding from Cherry Hill to Ocean City.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny, maybe some fog or a morning sprinkle, high of 83.
Our friend Phil joins us in about 20 minutes or so for another edition of Strip Club or Daycare. We've got Cash Cow at 8:20. Right now, Cat Country morning birthday shout outs.
Here we go. Well, first up, we got to do our special celebrity birthday, but she doesn't have a birthday till Sunday, but we're going to shout her out right now. Karen Fairchild of Little Big Town, one of our favorites. We love her. She's going to be 55 on Sunday. So happy birthday to Karen Fairchild.
Anyone else's birthday of note?
Not that I know of. Do you know of somebody? Today? Tomorrow?
Sunday?
Sunday?
Anybody else?
Not that I... Oh, yes! Oh, my God, you! Oh, my God. That's right.
Thanks.
You and Karen Fairchild have the same birthday.
That's right.
I forgot
about
that.
We're born on the same day.
I totally forgot.
Happy birthday to Tina Glassford of Belle Plaine. John Leithman is 63 today.
Happy birthday
to Stephen Petrosh Jr.
Oh, happy birthday.
Steve is 23. Happy birthday to Tina Garcia. Maddie Callahan of Ventnor has a birthday. It's Jennifer Noble's birthday. She's from EHC. She's 38. Diana Priestman of Egg Harbor Township has a birthday. Joey Sterling of Leesburg is 32. Linda Lampkin of Millville is 72. Thomas Bezanella has a birthday. Happy birthday, Thomas. Happy birthday to Shelley Castle of Mays Landing, who's 55. Ron Barnes of Belle Plaine has a birthday. Happy birthday to Mark Konzik Jr. of Eldora. He's 51. Carrie Hutnick also has a birthday. Happy birthday, Carrie.
Happy birthday. Can we go back to you for a second?
Okay.
So this, I'm really annoyed.
No, I don't, we can't.
I have a alert for the day before your birthday on the 27th every year.
Well, it's not my birthday yet.
And, right, but it's tomorrow
that
Sunday. I would have gotten, no.
Oh, tomorrow you'll get the alert.
Right.
Right.
So I'm just going to have to bring you your treats and all that on my
Aw, thank you. Yeah. It's not my birthday yet.
It's really inconvenient.
I'll give you a pass this
year.
That
it would be. Yeah, stop having birthdays on the weekend.
Our birthday person of the day today, Jennifer Noble of Egg Harbor Township. Jennifer's going to win today. It's Cat Country 107.3. We're going to go to TikTok for some real life happenings. We'll talk more about it after we hear from this young man.
You're never going to believe this. So I'm 25, right? Like still a young little baby. And I go see my dad and he looks me in the face and he's, you're not going to believe this. He says, "Christian, I need to take you off the phone bill." Well, at first I got like worried he was having a stroke. So I was like, "Are you okay?" Like, so I called an ambulance and they got there.
Oh my God.
And he was fine and his vitals were fine. And I just don't get it because he's a little baby boy. Why would you do that?
What?
It's a real life thing. My parents didn't have to do it, but I had to do it for my kids. It's like, at what age do you say, all right, it's time to go off the plan and have your own cell phone bill?
I don't know, because that was 18 for me. But the funny part is, now my mom is on my plan.
Yeah, because it's cheaper to have somebody on your plan than have separate plans.
But, like, she's single. Like, she's by herself, so, like, it makes sense. But, like, I was on my... That's so funny.
It's such a traumatic thing, too. You got to go to your kid and say, look...
I never thought
of it. It's time to cut you off.
For, like, parents to have
to,
like...
You can still live here and everything. And I can still pay all your bills, but I can't pay your cell phone bill anymore.
That's crazy that that's, like, real life. That's nuts. That's nuts.
Well, I've got three of our four kids on our phone plan.
Okay.
Well, my daughter actually came off a few years ago. I don't remember having that conversation, but she's not on my plan anymore. My son, who doesn't live with me, he's still on my plan, but he gives me cash every month for the cell bill.
Listen, I think it's cheaper because if your kids are paying you.
It's a lot cheaper.
That's different. And it's cheaper for everybody. So that's fine.
And one of my stepdaughters is also on my plan, but I'm not going to approach her and say,
I think she
actually makes more money than I do. But it's okay. Talking about and having kids on your plan. At what age do you kick the kids off your plan and tell them they got to go on their own? Oh, I got three kids again on my plan. How many phones can you have on one plan? Because I'm thinking here's what I'm thinking. If you go out and needed your own cell phone, Jonna, and went to Verizon or whatever, it's going to cost you like at least $100 a month, right?
Right.
But
if not more,
if I got you on my plan, we could probably do it for $50 or $60. So what I'm thinking, I could find two other kids to kind of adopt. And instead of you having your own cell phone plan and paying $120, you pay me $75.
So you're making a little money.
So I'm making like $20
like
for every extra kid.
Money.
Yes. So
we could do that.
I'm going to work on that plan and I'll put it on Facebook. And
who
if you'd like to sign up and be on my phone plan. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the week where we welcome in our friend.
Da, 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 da.
His name is Phil.
It's
good morning, Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Mr. Kelly. I would like to correct your grammar. It's the infamous.
Infamous,
the
Phil.
Infamous Phil.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you. The 24-year going on Cat Country 107.3 infamous Phil Matt 11.
There you go.
Thank you.
What's new in the world of Phil? Anything?
Nothing. I'm glad it stopped with this torrential rain. And what's going on with this new...
It's raining at your house?
The oriental word that's going on out in the Atlantic Ocean with those two storms,
stop.
The Fushiwara.
Wait a minute. It's raining at your house?
Well, it was.
Oh. It's dry here. You live north of us, so maybe that's
right.
Why.
You do live a little north.
Huh. Yeah, there's some two big
the
hurricane
storm
kind of things
ocean.
That might join to become one and beat us all up.
Oh, boy.
So you don't have to pay your bills because... It might go away.
You don't have any extra life jackets, do you?
I do not. Okay. All right, we're going to play strip club or daycare.
Okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
Correct.
Let's get started, kids. Number one, it's in Santa Cruz, California. It's called The Secret Garden.
The Secret Garden.
Is that a strip club or a daycare? Phil, we'll start with you.
Oh, the thoughts, the mental images. Let's stay wholesome, Joseph, and let's stay... daycare.
Absolutely. It's got to be a daycare,
You're
right?
Both right. The Secret Garden is a daycare.
Thank goodness.
Number two.
Yes.
For the first time ever in the history of strip club or daycare, we're going out of the country to Canada. Toronto, Canada. It's called the Brass Rail.
Canada.
The Brass Rail.
Right,
Brass Rail. Strip club or daycare. Okay, we need to stop singing.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to say the strip club.
Okay. The Brass Rail, Phil.
The Brass Rail. Those wacky Canadians, sure. Strip club, I'll go with her.
You're both right.
That's so weird.
We're tied.
The Brass Rail as in, like, the pole?
I don't know.
Stop there.
Yeah.
Number three, we go to Chicago, Illinois. Pink Monkey.
Illinois.
Strip club or daycare, Phil?
Pink Monkey.
Yep.
Normal spelling of monkey?
Yes, normal spelling of pink as well.
Okay, well, I wasn't going to go there, but yeah. Could add a silent H, who knew? Pink monkey, wow. Strip club, Joseph, please.
It's got
to
be.
You're both correct. That
yes.
means we're tied. You're both perfect. We're going to go to the tiebreaker.
Oh.
It's in Miami, Florida. It's called Tootsie's. Strip club or daycare?
That could go either way.
That's why it's called strip club or daycare.
I know.
That's why it's...
Oh, geez.
Tootsies.
Strip club, daycare, or mental ward? Tootsies.
Yes.
She's the owner of a daycare, Joseph.
I'm going to say strip club.
It's a strip club by a score of 4-3. Jana is today's big winner.
Wow. Well, thank you for that, Phil. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
You know what, Phil? I'm going to drive you up.
Time we say congratulations to Kaylee Caruso. Woo! Kaylee, the latest $1,000 cash cow winner.
Go, Kaylee.
We've got 10 more chances for you to win money today. $1,000 on the line. 820, your first chance to win cash cow. Made possible thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy, Egg Harbor Township, and BennettChevy.com. Kaylee, congratulations. Good morning. We're things you need to know this morning. Ernest Hines, the man who allegedly opened fire on a woman during a road rage incident on Jimmy Lee's Road in Galloway a couple weeks ago, he's been ordered to stay behind bars until his October 31st trial. Hines is charged with criminal attempted homicide. According to court documents, he shot at Maritza Arias Galva. Prosecutors have reportedly found additional evidence that Hines hid an alleged weapon and bullets in a friend's storage unit.
City commissioners in Wildwood are considering ordinances to keep skateboards, bicycles, and e-bikes off the boardwalk during certain times of the day. E-bikes and other vehicles with electric motors became an issue for several communities over the summer as local officials grew concerned about their safety and how they're operated. In Summers Point in July, an Egg Harbor Township teen was killed while riding an e-bike on a bike path.
A mass and ceremony will be held this weekend in honor of four high school football players from Egg Harbor Township who died in a car crash 50 years ago. The mass for James Childs Jr., Kenneth Childs, Michael Childs, and Ronald Kirk will be held at 8 a.m. Sunday at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Church in Absecon, followed by a field dedication at 1 p.m. at Childs Kirk Park in Egg Harbor Township.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny, maybe some fog or a morning sprinkle, high of 83.
3:1 to 7:43, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets for the last 24 hours.
All right, let's do it.
There are five of them. Number one, quiet. Someone who doesn't have their life together is giving advice.
It'd be like that, exactly like that.
Number two, I'm not unemployed. I'm free range.
Yes. That's one way to do it.
Number three, pro tip, carefully read your resume before sending it out. Seems I'm not really a people person. I'm a peephole person.
That got weird.
Number four, I'm from the old days where we had to rotate the food in the microwave ourselves. That was the thing.
Do you not do it now?
That was the thing. No, you get that little thing that goes around.
Oh, yeah.
Before that, you had to stop the microwave.
And turn it.
Yeah. All right, we're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Number five, last one. A friend invited me to a beer plus one at a wedding this Saturday. I was overjoyed to say I had to work. Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. It's 8:20. You know what that means. Cash cow time, baby.
You know what that means. $1,000 could be yours right now. And you want to know how many pumpkin donuts from Dunkin' that gets you?
Four.
So let me divide that, carry the two, divided by that. That gets you over 363 donuts.
All right.
There you go.
$1,000 on the line. What you need to do is listen 10 times today, about 20 minutes past the hour. Stop grilling us if we're not exactly at 20 minutes past the hour. About 20 minutes past the hour.
It's approximate.
We're going to give you a code every hour through 5:20 this afternoon. When we get you a code, you're going to take it to the Cat Country 107.3 app, open it up, hit the win cash button, and type in the code. And your first code of the day is 425. That's 425.
Good luck.
Cat Country 107.3. 425.
Those jeans just right. I know you didn't buy them like that, so baby, don't even try that. You dance, oh, you move, yeah, like there ain't nobody watching. But girl, you know I'm watching. Don't lie, you got it all. We'll be right back.
So girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, you've been looking over here all night, and when I look, you look away, oh, I love the little games you play, I bet you didn't mean to brush my hand when you walk by. Like it didn't mean to drive me crazy. Don't lie, you got it all figured out. That smile has got me spinning around. Don't even try acting like it ain't no thing, 'cause I can see you move a little closer, closer. Girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, I wanna get out of here and let me show you how good it would feel to hold you, put your pretty little head on my shoulder, oh yeah, don't lie, you got it all figured out, that smile got me spinning. Closer, closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you,
It's Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana, here we go.
It's time for Jana's Picks, brought to you by the original Piccalilli Inn on Route 206 in Chemung. Order your wings for the game at PiccalilliInn.com.
You're doing pretty good so far this season, 7-2. If people are betting money on you, Jana, they're winning.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Pick number one.
All right, so first up, we have to look at this morning, Texas and Tennessee. Okay, they're both 3-0, so this should be interesting. Someone's got to win, right? So, I'm sorry, they're 0-3. They're 0-3. So someone's about to put up points on the board for the first time this season. The Texans have been struggling on offense, but it'll be defense that wins this one for them. Titans are going to go home sad. Texans take it.
Pick number two.
So when it comes to the Ravens and the Chiefs, Baltimore is struggling on defense, but that Chiefs O-line is not anything to brag about either so far this season. So I'm going to say Kansas City takes the W only because they're going to be playing at home this weekend.
Pick number three.
The Birds are on the way to Florida to take on Tampa Bay this weekend. 2-3-0 teams. Someone's got to lose. Who's it going to be? A lot of people think this is going to be the Birds' first loss. I don't buy it. And to the Bucks, the Eagles better not let that happen, okay? We got this. Go, Birds.
Jana's picks are brought to you by the one and only, the original, the Piccalilli Inn.